it was very good. And we can only imagine what the choirs in heaven will sound like when we're around his throne and we hear the angels singing and we will join them, and we can look forward to that. We're just going to have a short Bible thought really this morning, just to give us something to think about as we are here on awards day for Sunday school. And the verse I'd like to draw your attention to this morning is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. And I'm sure it's a familiar verse to us. And it says, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And as you think about the world in which we live, and in the context of what the world looks for, and if you thought about what the world looks for, it would be, you'd have to say, success. The world pushes for success. And yet, here in God's word, we find it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And as we think about the world, everyone wants to be successful. You can buy 100 books titled How to Be Successful, but you can't find many on how to be faithful. We, in a way, we all want to be successful. We want to be successful in our lives. We want to be successful in our employment or business or marriage. We want to be successful financially. We want to be successful with our families. And the world pushes that thought of being successful, succeeding. And in a way, we all like to be successful. We like to be a success. And yet, God's word highlights a different thought, that a man be found faithful. And here we are today on Sunday School Awards Day. And we will soon see children receiving rewards. And these rewards are not for being successful. These rewards are for being faithful, faithful attendance, faithfully learning, faithfully learning scripture. You see, we're not all called to be successful, but we are called to be faithful. The Bible has a lot to say about faithfulness and very little to say about success. And if you study the Bible, you find that over 300 times it talks about faithful and faithfulness, and yet you only find the word success once in the Bible, and that was in the context of keeping the book of the law. You know, it says to me that God is not very interested about our success in life, but he is very interested in our faithfulness and about our being faithful to him. He does not say to us that a man be found successful, but rather that a man be found faithful. And that is where, in many ways, the world and even us at times are caught up in the wrong focus. Everyone is after success. And in the world we live today, everybody is looking for success and being successful. And many have forgotten what God says. Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And what does faithful mean? And when you look it up in the dictionary, it means constant, trustworthy, showing a strong sense of duty or responsibility, conscientious, reliable. To be faithful means to be trustworthy. Are you a trustworthy Christian? Can the Lord place his complete trust and confidence in you? We are living in an age where there is very little trust between human beings anymore. And an illustration, a man travelling through a small town one of those hot summer days, and he stopped at a roadside rest and saw a man there selling fresh, cold watermelon. He went over and picked out a nice big watermelon and asked the seller how much it cost. $5.10, he replied. The man dug into his pocket and found he had only one $5 bill. And he said, "All I have is a $5 bill." "That's okay," said the seller. "I'll trust you for it." Well, that's mighty nice of you, the man responded, and he picked up the watermelon and started to leave. Hey, where are you going? The man behind the counter demanded. I'm going to go and eat my watermelon, but you forgot to give me the $5. You said you would trust me for it, he said. Yeah, but I meant I'd trust you for the 10 cents, not for the $5. You know, how often does God feel like that man running the watermelon stand? He feels he can trust us for 10 cents worth, but he's not sure about the $5. A faithful steward is trustworthy all the way. Faithful in everything, he is dependable, he can be counted upon. God is completely worthy of our trust. We think of God. God is faithful. God never lies. God is always trustworthy. He always does what he says he will do. Can be depended on always. Great is his faithfulness. And that's our God. He is the epitome of faithfulness. If you want to know what faithfulness is, study God. Our faithful God. And that's how our faithfulness should be. You know, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And in a sense, we consider ourselves servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. You find that phrase often in the Bible. A steward is a little bit more than a servant. A steward is normally a servant with additional responsibilities. He's been placed in charge of something. And in Bible times, it could have been his master's estate, the farms, the land, the houses. The steward was in charge of those, his master's belongings. They didn't belong to the steward, but he had stewardship over them. He had to look after them. He was in administration of them. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not a steward. That's a pastor or someone in leadership. That's true, but think about this for a moment. Think about the things you have. Why do you have them? God gave you everything you have. God gave you your life. We have to be stewards of what God has given us. Think about what God has given you. For adults, you might have land, money, houses, friends, animals, abilities, talents. For children, you have friends, toys, maybe a little bit of money. Definitely have abilities, definitely have talents. And we have our life. We have our lives. All these things God has given us. And in a way, they're not ours. They're God's. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. If you are saved, you are, yes, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, if you have anything in your care, you are a steward, a person in charge of a treasure left in your keeping. If you have no money, no family, no possessions, no nothing, perhaps, maybe you're only just a servant. But we have many things, and we are stewards of what God has given us. And in that capacity, God requires of us faithfulness. In relation to him, we own nothing because God owns it all. And we're stewards, every one of us. We're stewards of what God has given us. And what does God expect of stewards? That a man be found faithful. Are you faithful in what God has given you? Or are you too busy trying to be successful? And that's the wrong focus. John chapter 5 verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" There's just one requirement here for us as disciples and servants and stewards of our Heavenly Father, and that is faithfulness. And God, he is faithful. Our God is faithful. And that's all he asks of us, that we be found faithful. And, you know, he doesn't ask us to be successful. He doesn't ask us to be outstanding. He doesn't ask us to be brilliant or above average. He doesn't ask us to be the star player. He just asks of us faithfulness. Very simple, but sometimes a struggle. Let's be encouraged by this thought today. It is required in stewards, and we have worked out that we're all stewards, that a man, that's you and me, be found faithful. So thank you for that.